Doug Steffen's Good Day. Except it's without Doug Steffen today. The co-hosts have taken over the show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Woo-hoo! Roberta Fasanelli over there. And Ken Kessler. And Dougie has taken a little break, but he'll be back with us in just a bit. And,
is that a warning, a threat, a promise?
That he's coming back.
All of the above.
Yeah, don't worry. I know you were going to cry with him not being here, Roberta. But... The people that are crying, you know, it's day 11 of the government shutdown, guys, and it seems that there might be some good news. There was some talks yesterday. There were some staff-level negotiations going late into the night yesterday, and so today is a big day for Congress and for the president. A couple of things to get you started for the day. The top-level talks will continue. House Republicans and Republican senators will be visiting the White House today for their turn to discuss options. They're going to be able to sit down with the president and see what kind of deals they can hammer out. With that news, the Dow soared yesterday. I don't know if you guys noticed, but everything was just taking off.
It's like 250 points, something like that.
It was huge. It was the second best day of the year for the stock market. The Dow jumped 323 points. So it's a good day that people are talking, and that's making those numbers start to rise. Now, the sad news is that parole hearings are still on hold. I know that you're bummed about this, Roberta and Ken, because you guys...
You mean like in federal prisons?
Yeah. They're the ones that's really catching national attention is the. Do you guys remember a few years ago the border shooting with Agent Alvarez? He was supposed to be getting a parole hearing today, and he's actually going to be delayed because of the government shutdown. So that's going on. And then Starbucks has made an announcement that they're inviting customers. I don't know when Starbucks got so political, but Starbucks is inviting their customers to register their rage over the government shutdown. They're starting a petition drive and printing ads in newspapers nationwide describing the campaign. The petitions demand leaders in Washington reopen the government, avoid default, and agree to a long-term budget deal by the end of the year. So Starbucks is getting involved with the shutdown now.
Or else they're not going to give them any coffee.
There's no coffee for you. You sign my petition, no coffee
That's
for
right.
you. It's like the soup Nazi in Seinfeld.
Exactly.
And then states have made the announcement that they're losing, the states are losing a lot of money in tourism dollars with the national parks being closed. So they've asked the Interior Department to allow them to reopen the parks with states' money. And I know, Roberta, you said people in the state of Utah is actually doing,
that. Yeah, because Utah has an enormous number of national parks. I mean, just some gorgeous parks. I've been to them. Arches, Bryce, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, Zion. So Utah actually is going to pay the government. They're going to pay the government $1.67 million. That's about $166,000 per day to reopen the eight national sites in Utah. And but what that's going to mean for them is that usually the month of October is a very, very strong month for tourism because the weather's really beautiful. You know, it's not as hot as it is in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And that during the month of October, they normally make about $100 million in tourism. So this shutdown is really, really hurting, you know, not only the tourism within the national parks, but all those towns around the national parks where people stay and they go to restaurants and, you know, RV parks and campgrounds and things like that. I mean, it's just, it's hammering the economy around the park. So they're going to pay the government to reopen them. It's going to reopen. They hope to do it by tomorrow. Now imagine if the U.S. government was trying to open the national parks and said, well, it's going
to
take us about a week,
to get everything started. The wheel's moving.
But the state of Utah, they're going to you got to love the Mormons.
So what's
going to get them open?
Because you use the national parks a lot. You did this great tour in the Grand Canyon. What comes back when the national parks reopen?
You mean in the way of tourism?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, my gosh,
tourism.
Everything.
I mean, what do you see? Because here's what I picture. The only thing that I can see missing from the state parks are the park rangers. And so I say, why even close the parks? Because if there's, you know, if you run into trouble, can't you just call the police? Or couldn't you just call someone else for help?
No, not really. But the park rangers, you know, they not only run the tourist centers and the interpretive centers and things like that, you know, they're really kind of like the park police. You know, they keep people from doing things they're not supposed to, like, you know, getting too close close to the edge and falling off. But there's also, you know, all the support personnel that are government employees, you know, the people behind the registers, the service workers in the restaurants. Don't forget all of the hotels and restaurants within the parks are contracts with the national parks to run these facilities. So in essence, they are paid by the government to run these facilities. So, you know, everything gets shut down. What was interesting is that I was looking at the company that I did the Grand Canyon trip that I did down the river for 16 days.
Yeah, because you did this crazy thing where you got on like a raft,
a rowboat.
A rowboat. Even better.
At least ferry, and went all the way to the entire Colorado River to Lake Mead. And what they said was at the time of the government shutdown is if you are on the river, you can complete the trip.
So they'd let you finish.
They can't leave you stranded in the middle of the Grand Canyon on the Colorado. You know, they said, yeah, okay, finish the trip, but they could not start any new trips.
But who's going to be monitoring the people that are out there?
Oh, they're very closely monitored. In fact, you can only take one trip a year as an individual. You even if you go to like a different company, you can only do one trip a year. And it's a very limited number of people they allow down the river because they're trying to preserve the canyon. You know, they're trying to preserve, you know, the fundamental structure of the canyon. You have too many people, and they're going to start destroying things. You know, everything you bring in, you have to bring out, and that includes, you know, things you do in the morning after your coffee. It has to come out with you.
Yes, it does. After your coffee. Now we know something, Ken, about Roberta's personal habits.
Right. Right. But, you know, they said you could finish your trip, but nothing new. So it affects, you know, the people doing horseback riding trips, the people doing, you know, helicopter sightseeing tours. I mean, all this stuff is, and just the hiking trails. And these are beautiful, beautiful areas. Oh, my gosh.
It's
so if you
so
can't
sad.
Get to the Grand Canyon, go to Canyonlands in Utah. In fact, I think it's even more beautiful than the Grand Canyon.
That's where we're all going to have to go until, I mean, several states will probably follow suit. I think after Utah reopens their
Arizona
state
probably.
Money instead of national money. I'm sure some other people will follow.
Arizona, and then, you know, the Yellowstone area. I mean, they're devastated.
I just don't get why.
They are devastated.
The government closes down because it can't get its business together, but yet the stuff that is actually affecting our lives is the stuff that's, like, holding us hostage, like the state parks. It's just kind of ridiculous. I was hearing someone chat the other day about the turnouts on the, you know, like, viewpoints, like, overlook parts. Did you know that they actually paid to close those down, too, so you can't even pull your car over off the side of the road and take pictures of national parks anymore?
Goodness.
And they actually paid to actually put the rods up so that you can't pull over and just turn out. It's just ridiculous.
And don't forget, a lot of the parks, especially out west, are really part. They're not national parks per se. They're run by the Bureau of Land Management. So I'm not quite sure what they're doing out there because we're talking vast, vast areas. I mean, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles of parks in the BLM land. So I'm not sure how they're monitoring that out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's one way that you can actually file your complaints with Congress, and that we'll tell you how to do that, actually. We'll tell you how to do that.
Get
when we
the
come
bottle
back.
First.
It's 15 past a good day.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water is cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2-cymbal pack at just $69, plus pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
all you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug is out for the moment. Roberta Fasanelli is over there. Ken Kessler sitting right next to me. And we're talking about the government shutdown. Everybody's been talking about it. You can't walk down the street without someone talking about how they're upset with Congress. And one of the ways, I guess, to channel this energy is this new website that's come out, guys. It takes the guesswork out of drunk dialing members of Congress. You go to drunkdialcongress.org.
I love it.
Apparently, you consume some alcoholic beverages. Then you type in your phone number into the call box. You hit send, and then you wait for a call connecting you to the office of a random congresswoman or man.
They must love this.
Is this great? And if you're unsure what to drunkenly yell, it even provides you with some drunk talking points, which is kind of fun.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It's even given you some drink recipes. So what I thought would be kind of fun is to go to this website, drunkdialcongress.org, and I think we should put in the number of this show, because Michael loves to talk to people, which is 888-302-DUG, which comes out to 3684. Got that. And I'm going to hit call. Now, it's kind of early. We'll see if we get a call back, Michael. You're going to be in charge of that. But, guys, when you go to this website, not only, I mean, it's actually, if they put this together without the drunk part, this would actually be pretty good. They give you talking points. Ken, you were looking at a few. You had a couple of favorites. What were some of your talking points that you liked off of drunkdialcongress.org?
Oh, I can't watch the panda.
You had one job to do and you failed. How dare you not fund veterans? You guys aren't funding the police that are protecting you. You jerks costing the country $12 million per hour. I mean, this is all great stuff here. And then if you go over to the drink recipes, which, you know, of course, that's where I wander to. The Southern Congressman is up there, the fancy statesman. Oh. Oh, no.
Let's see who we get.
This is exciting. So they call back really fast.
Maybe the office isn't open yet.
It's a shame the Obamacare.
Wouldn't you think they'd have to get like a working Congress? Oh. Hello?
They dropped.
They hate us. Must be the government shutdown.
Great, even the phones in Congress don't work.
I know, gosh.
Oh,
like
gosh.
Five rings, they put us through all that for nothing? Oh. It says that after you put in the number, it says thanks. You'll receive a call momentarily to a random member of Congress. Give them hell. It says, as members of Congress quickly return from their final symbolic, not effective and otherwise useless vote to avert a government shutdown, the heavy drinking began. Reports of our representatives getting plastered on the government's dime, the one we have left, have come streaming in from witnesses all over Capitol Hill. Now's your chance to tell your representative what you really think of their actions. And this is true. I don't know if you guys heard the same news stories, but during the government shutdown hearings, even during Ted Cruz's faux filibuster, people said the bars in Washington were just loaded with Congress people just out drinking it up. And that really is because
they dial their own numbers.
Yeah, I think most of them are kind of, you know, big drinkers. You always see them holding like a whiskey or a scotch or, you know, something government-y.
Government-y.
Well, don't you? I mean, you don't see any like government congressperson ordering a wine spritzer. It's always something like a scotch and a cigar.
Yeah.
All right, so I think this is kind of a fun set. I like it. We'll put it up at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Ken, any good comments up there?
I'll tell you soon.
You'll tell us. All right, facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's 21 past on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina. so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
My monster from his lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the
Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
He did the Monster Mash time, guys. Doug Seven's Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug is out for the moment. He will be back. He'll join us in just a few minutes. Roberta Fasanelli is with me, and Ken Kessler. And it is Halloween time. I don't know if you guys got the memo, but Halloween is just a few weeks away. And any opportunity to play the Monster Mash, Ken, I know, is one you like to take.
Absolutely.
It's your favorite. So are you guys dressing up this year?
No, I don't think so.
No, Roberta? No dressing
no.
up? Are you
no.
a dresser-upper in general?
You know, when my kids were younger, yes. In fact, we used to throw these great Halloween parties. But, you know, I don't know, maybe when your kids get older, and you're not taking them out trick-or-treating, you don't get dressed up as much.
So you used
strange.
To be the cheesy mom that would dress up with her kid. That's kind of
oh,
cute.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Ken, are you a dresser-upper?
Sometimes. I won't this year because it's Halloween, I think, is a Wednesday or Thursday night. So I will be here working and handing out candy to anybody who comes by.
Oh,
but when it's on the weekends, we usually, as a family, go out and do stuff, and we all dress up.
Oh, it's kind of fun. So you guys go out together. Yeah. I don't ever, when I was a kid, obviously, I would dress up on Halloween itself. But I typically don't dress up on Halloween to hand out candy because it just seems like a waste. But I am having a Halloween party this year. You're all invited if you'd like to come to L.A. And so I have been looking for costume ideas, and I kind of have a good one. I don't know if I've told you yet, but I'm kind of, do you want to know what it is? It should be a secret.
Tell us.
I'm thinking about going as Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, you have to send us a picture. This I have to see, Jen. This I have to see.
I mean, I know it's kind of so 2012, but I'm kind of thinking it would be perfect. So all I need to do is find a tutu. And I think I can make it work because I've already got the blonde hair. I'll do the tight curls. I need a crown. It'll be set. But I don't know about people that dress up to work. I know a lot of offices have like costume parties and stuff. It's never been a big thing in my place of business. So I always feel like I don't know. If I'm not having a party, I don't dress up. But I was doing a little Google searching around for some costume ideas, and there's a list of the most trendy costumes for 2013. So if you're looking for a costume idea, or maybe you don't want to be what everybody else is going to be, here's the list of what people are expecting to be the most popular mm-hmm. costumes of the year. The first one makes me want to throw up. It's Miley Cyrus and her twerk bear.
Does it come with a wrecking ball, too?
It does. I'm sure you could probably make your own. But there's a lot of costumes out in just for sale that have the bear face that she was holding around. And then, of course, there's a Miley Cyrus costume. And all you need is a foam finger and, like, a little bikini. You can wear that. So that's one of the most popular costumes this year. The next, which I think is really bizarre, is sexy food.
Huh?
Like, what? There's a sexy corn on the cob dress. There's a sexy piece of pizza. There's
like
a sexy
hot tomato?
Carrot. Oh, that would be funny. Now, see, that's at least clever. These are just kind of, like, you know, a little bit of not so nice dresses to wear that just show everything, except you have like a carrot top on your
head.
The next one, which I think is funny because it's such a trend in food, and maybe Chef Louis, who will be with us next half hour, will talk about this. Bacon. Dressing up as bacon is a trend this year. They have men and women's bacon costumes. The women is actually, the woman's costume is a bacon dress. The man's costume is like black with like a bacon cutout over his face. The next one is the Breaking Bad Boys, which I think is pretty big. That show was huge this year. Got a lot of attention. You can wear like a little hazmat suit. That one's pretty easy to pull off. Another one that's going to be popular for 2013 is the Sexy Monsters University Monsters. Nothing.
Sexy Monsters University.
Monsters University Monsters.
Oh, okay. The movie Monsters University, but sexy.
Made sexy. Of course, because that's every Halloween costume has to be sexy. When did that trend start? I mean, it's been a trend for like 10 years. Like, you have the Dorothy outfit that's not, you know, like Dorothy would have been caught dead in that outfit.
Riding Hood and
Yeah. Another one is Game of Thrones. Roberta, this might be for you because you're kind of a Game of Thrones person, aren't you? They have the dragon knockoffs, and these costumes are pretty cool. They have, like, headpieces and everything. So check it out. We'll actually put this link, I think, Ken. I'll send it over to facebook.com/Good Day Show. We'll put up these lists of costumes to either avoid, or if you want to be, you know, a trend god, you can go ahead and be one of these for Halloween, right? Maybe you can submit. You can also submit your best costume ideas at facebook.com. Did you quickly, Roberta, have a great costume when you were a kid?
I had great costumes as an adult, and I made outstanding costumes for my kids. One year I went as Galadriel from The Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was outstanding, yes.
Another
time I went as a witch, yes, and my mother didn't even recognize me.
All right, send us your ideas for great Halloween costumes, facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's 28 past on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals.
Let's get it started.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer. Fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collections?
collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Shortly. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for the lovely Doug Steffen, and that is Roberta Fasinelli over there, also lovely in her own right. Yeah. And the loveliest of lovelies, Ken Kessler. That's where you say hello, Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Joining us now is Chef Louis DeAngelis, who, Louis, it's my favorite time of year, and you have some awesome fall recipes for us. First of all, good morning.
Good morning and good day, I should say.
Look at you. Very good. Very appropriate. So fall is like one of my favorite seasons. I don't know about you guys. I would guess, Roberta and Ken, you guys are kind of like warm.
I don't like fall because it means that the winter's coming and everything's
dying.
But you like
the food of fall, don't you?
I like the bounty of fall, you know, the harvest and all that, but...
It's the best time of year because everything is pumpkin flavored, and I am a pumpkin fanatic, and I love it. So you have today for us, and it's posted on our website, DougSteffen.com, a great recipe using some of fall vegetables. Now, what are some of the vegetables that you like to use most during this season?
Well, you know, when I cook, I try not to just cook for myself. I want everybody to enjoy it. And this recipe today, the fall casserole, has a taste for everybody, okay? Especially people that shun vegetables.
The vegetable shunners out there.
Yes, but they like sweets. Okay, this has it all. This has vitamins, loaded with B vitamins, potassium, a lot of minerals, a day's worth of fiber. And it's sweet on top of it all. Not overly sugary, but it's sweet. It's a source food. But you're going to use sweet potatoes, cubed up nicely, you know, sliced, some carrots chopped up into 1-inch pieces, and pumpkin or yellow squash in nice big cubes.
Yeah.
And the trick to it is you're going to soften it, pre-soften these veggies in a mixture, a 3-to-1 ratio of orange juice and honey. And you're going to boil them for 10 minutes and make a nice little glaze out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to put it in a buttered casserole dish, and you're going to make a crumb topping, okay, with cinnamon and nutmeg. I like to use both. You can just use cinnamon or nutmeg. Softened butter, some plain bread crumbs, and just 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, and make a nice crumb topping for this. And so it's going to be like a gratin. Cover it with foil. 350 oven for 25 minutes, then take the foil off. It took it 10 more minutes to get that nice topping crisp. It is you have to do this recipe. Our listeners have to do this because they do it once, they'll do it 1,000 times. So this sounds, keep being made over and over.
This sounds more like a side dish, right, than a main dish. What would you pair with it? What else would you serve with something like this?
You know what really works good with this is
besides Thanksgiving
spicy,
dinner.
Oh, a nice spicy sausage.
Oh, wow.
And you can actually cook it right in there. But a nice yum. Spicy sausage because it cuts that sweet down a little bit. It's not real sweet. You know, when I say sweet, to me, it's not adding sugar that makes something sweet. You know, Roberta, when you do gravy or tomato sauce or spaghetti sauce, however way people want to call it, you want to sweeten it up because, you know, the acid in the tomatoes, we put carrots in it.
You put carrots. Or actually, a lot of restaurants put honey in it, and people don't realize that.
Right. I like to use carrots because carrots are a sweetener. To me, that's a source food. It's a source of a sweetener without using sugar. And it sweetens it up, takes the acid, absorbs acid. Mm-hmm. And as it's absorbing it, the acid, it lets loose of its natural sweetness. And so this dish is full of sweet from the sweet potatoes, the carrots, you know, the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. A lot of fiber. It's good for you. But you want to cut that sweetness down a little bit. I don't know, with a couple of pieces of nice Italian sauces, a little hot sauce.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. That is delicious. You can put it inside the casserole, or would you serve it on the side?
You can put it in the casserole. I put it on the side.
Yeah, either or.
So
yeah.
Take it. Yeah. So I don't let the juice from that disturb the flavors of that casserole. I mean, but I can't say it enough. If you make it once, you're going to make it 1,000 times because you're going to want you're going to start fights at the table with this dish. People are going to want that last piece. It's that good.
I love it. Now, what about that sounds really good. I want to try that. Maybe this weekend. We should all try that recipe, and then we'll report back next week.
I love pumpkin. What I do is, you know, the day after Halloween, how everybody, like, throws out their pumpkins?
You said this. You, like,
I go around
them,
and
right?
I collect them, yes, especially the little sugar pumpkins. The neighbors look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm like, you don't realize how good they are to eat.
For someone that is a pumpkin fanatic, what are some of the things that you can do with fresh pumpkin like that?
So pumpkin soup.
Okay.
First thing comes to my mind, then you take those little sugar pumpkins and you hollow them out and use them as soup balls. It's a fantastic dish.
All right, so lay a good recipe for pumpkin soup on me, Louie. Do you have one just off the top of your head?
Pureed pumpkin. You take your pumpkin. I like to boil mine, but you can roast it.
Mm-hmm.
You take the meat, you puree it, a little heavy cream, or half and half, or even just light milk, 2%, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to throw a bounty of vegetables into it. I like to take and put celery, carrots, and onions in a pre-crow. Mash them up, put them right in that soup, and cook it down with some nice black pepper. Oh, my God. It'll drive you crazy. It's so good.
Now, you don't need to put any broth
sour cream on it when you serve it. Some little sliced green onions. Oh, my God.
I use coconut milk in mine because my daughter's lactose intolerant. And let me tell you, it's that good.
I take the coconut milk and I throw some curry in it. Make a nice curry pumpkin soup.
Fantastic.
I'm getting hungry, Ken, about you. Now,
forget the seeds.
You can roast the pumpkin seeds. That's right. Don't waste them.
How do you shell them, and then
they become pepitos, and you can put them on a salad. You can put them right in the soup. You know, if you take that pumpkin soup and a little dollop of sour cream on it, chopped up little ringlets of green onions and some pepito, you know, some little seeds, you know, that are better hulled, of course. Oh, what a presentation it makes.
Absolutely. And when you do a nice bowl of soup, I mean, there's nothing warmer or more filling or just, I mean, it's just so comforting. And that's such a great thing to serve people. I think, you know, we always rack our brain about what to serve people when we have little dinner parties. And soup is really a good option. It's cheap, first of all, to make.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks really nice. It looks fancy, especially if you do a presentation like you're talking about, Louie.
Yeah, and you know, soup is such good food for you because all the things that you're cooking in it, like you make a stew or chicken soup or beef stock soup, instead of it roasting and losing a lot of the nutrients and goodness to it, out into the air, just dissipating, it stays in the water.
That's right.
Cooking it.
That's right.
So now you get the goodness of all the broth. The broth gives you all the stuff that you would have lost roasting that meat. Oh, it's a win-win situation.
Or boiling. You know, some people, you know, boil vegetables and throw out the water and then serve them. You boil it, make soup, keeps all those nutrients in there.
Yeah, I save that to make my gravies.
Are there some non-cream soups that you can recommend that are kind of easy to make if you just only have a little bit of time, Louie?
Yeah, Yeah, I just take some chopped up cube pumpkin. I put it in a slow cooker. And you can use chicken stock. I like vegetable stock, like what Roberta was just talking about. You know, if you save that liquid that you were cooking your veggies in, you know, put that in there and then fill it with a nice mirepoix, some onions, some carrots, some celery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, sounds good. All those recipes are available at DougStefan.com. On Good Lit Day, thank you, Chef Louis.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police, until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The holidays are just around the corner, and that means your favorite Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee flavors are available wherever you buy groceries. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Available just in time for the chilly weather, Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee is celebrating the aromas of fall and winter with a new apple pie variety and returning seasonal favorites pumpkin pie and mocha mint. Vice President Corporate Communications of the J.M. Smucker Company, Mary Beth Burns, explains.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal packaged coffees are back. They add delicious flavors to your at-home celebrations and also make great gifts for every holiday.
Pick up one of each of the new seasonal flavors today in the coffee aisle at your local grocer. These varieties are perfect for sipping in front of the fire or any holiday get-together. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee varieties are available for a limited time only. To find the nearest grocery store selling Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee, visit DunkinAtHome.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit AmericasBestValueInn.com for details and reservations.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Dr. Deborah Molesky, who's part of the Heidelberg Lecture Series. That was when I was on the board, I remember back to the spring of 2010. Those of you who are new to the program, I used to be on the board of trustees at Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio. My alma mater is on the board for 12 years. One of the great things was meeting John and Patricia Adams. I happen to consider John a very good friend. I love Patricia, his wife. They have been very successful in life and are a great partnership. They're a great team. So Pat Adams decided she wanted to create a unique new lecture series at Heidelberg to bring to the campus exceptional women, female leaders from a broad spectrum of personal and professional backgrounds. And over the years since then, there have been great speakers. I'm eager to get to meet Dr. Molesky. Dr. Deborah Molesky is going to be the speaker tonight. She's an engineer. She's been with the Plastics Research Group for 25 years. The work she does to improve Ford Motor Company's environmental impact is pretty amazing because she has an all-female team. I find, Dr. Molesky, by the way, thanks for being here, and I'm sure you're going to garner a great group. I've always loved going into Cyberling Gymnasium and having a great crowd listening to someone like you who has a strong message. The essence of this bothers me, however, because, I will tell you, many people have heard this from me before, I object to people who are categorized, and because you're successful as a woman, seems to me the mentioning of women is degrading. You are successful because you are good at what you do, and the fact that people make something out of it because you're a woman, it bothers me, because
well,
I don't like that prejudice.
Well, I agree with you there. If it would be the best, the most ideal, if we could all just acknowledge ourselves as human beings.
Yeah.
That's the end game, but to be honest, I was one of very few women in Ford Research Lab 27 years ago, and so I've been able to work with some great women, recruit some great women over the years, and, you know, things are changing.
Well, let's talk about that, and there are two things here that seem to me are a focus. How things are changing for women in science, and how things are changing when it comes to the environmental impact of some of our big companies. I know you work with Ford. This all-female team was doing a lot of investigating into soy-based foam. Now, that doesn't seem to be, doesn't sound like it's that important, but I'm guessing it is from your perspective, is it not?
Yes, it is. So beyond fuel economy, beyond powertrains, we are changing the way we select our materials for the interior and exterior plastics on the vehicle. There's about 300 pounds of plastic on a typical vehicle, so about 10% of the total weight. If we can change that from 100% petroleum-based plastics to things that are sustainable, that we can grow, that produce less CO2 emitted into the atmosphere, I think it's a good thing, because Ford produces millions of vehicles each and every year, and we're even willing to share these environmental technologies not only across the automotive industry with our competitors, but also with the mattress industry, with child seat, with office furniture, home furniture industries. So I think we can make a significant impact given the size of our group sitting here at Ford Research and making those material choices.
Is it true? Go ahead.
We're actually researching the materials in the lab and making them to perform as good or better as the petroleum-based materials that we've used for the past 50 years. So I think it's exciting.
I do, too. I think it's great. You and your colleagues, the all-female team, have 10 different U.S. patents. Is that true?
Yes, we do, on various biomaterial technologies, but also some other lightweighting technologies for plastics. Ways to put carbon dioxide bubbles into the center of plastics to make them lighter. Years ago, nobody would worry about making a plastic material lighter. It's already light, right?
Yeah.
But when we're squeezing out that fuel economy, now people care.
All right. So to make the point that I was making earlier with you, that is the business about women and the separation of identity, there's a study that Yale published proving that physicists, chemists, biologists are all likely to view a young male scientist more favorably than a woman with the same qualifications. Don't you want to just kick somebody after you hear that? That's outrageous.
Yeah.
And that's what bugs me, and that's why I made the comment that I did a few minutes ago with you.
Yeah, it's interesting. As society evolves, I think women are going to get into the workforce, but also stay in the workforce. When I started my PhD, the first thing my advisor asked me was, are you going to stay till the end?
Yeah.
And that was because the three women previous had left in the middle of their theses.
One,
so I think with support, women will stay in there and have an entire career.
One out of five physics PhDs in our country go to women. About half of those women are American. Many others are coming from various other parts of the world, African, Latino candidates, that sort of thing. But what when I'm looking at this thing, what bothers me more than the numbers of people involved.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
BestFares.com. You'll find some of the information regarding best fares that come to the listeners' Doug Steffen Good Day program in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com. Before we get to Tom, though, I want to give you the answer to our 2020 news quiz question. The name C. William Young is attached to a gentleman who's 82 years old, was first elected to the House of Representatives, that is, he is a congressman, in 1970. So he has been there 22 terms, 44 years as a congressman. He's the problem. He, 44 years in Congress, for the Florida 13th Congressional District, wow, which is the area of Clearwater, St. Petersburg, that area around Tampa. 44 years. That's the problem. All right, meanwhile, having said that, if you would like to sail away with a great cruise, Tom has some rates for you. Other information about what you would expend if you're taking a trip. Airline prices are going up. They are crazy. And the airlines are getting more difficult to deal with. Gee, what else is new? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, let's get to Tom Parsons from BestTraders.com. First, the great cruise bargains as a result of all the trouble. I don't know if I told you this story or not. I told it on the air, but the reason I tell it now is because of our focus on cruises here for a minute. I was sitting next to a child on a bus with his grandmother. And it was a bus on our way to the airport. And they were going to take a cruise, and the kid was scared. He's maybe 8 years old, 9 years old, and he's telling his grandmother that all of the cruise liners sink. So that's the news media's effect. As a 9-year-old kid, he's afraid to go on a cruise because the boats sink. Now, never mind all of them getting sick. The only one I've seen that sunk was the one in the Costa Concordia, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody other?
But the Carnival cruise ships were in the news for like almost
right.
a
but
year.
But this kid is at 9 years old. His thought about cruises is that the ships all sink. Mm-hmm. So how many other adults even think that? Isn't that really one of the big problems with the cruise business now because of all of this negative publicity?
Yeah, well, you know, what did this thing with Carnival happen back in February, I think? Mm-hmm. I just started seeing their ads only in the last 30 days for the first time. You know, it took them that long to start advertising again. So it's amazing. And then Royal Caribbean had their little problem down there towards the Bahamas. And then we always see that ship over there. And but still, you know, we saw it pulled up the other day over there in Italy. And you know, kids get, you know, you get these wild and crazy things. I know I went to McDonald's one time. I saw these little kids, you know, the theme song. From cops, they said they saw these two cops and they started saying bad guys, bad, you know,
yeah, brilliant.
They thought the cops were the bad guys.
Yeah. So, sometimes they are, but hopefully not more often than not. They're good guys.
But anyway, the cruises, this is actually October is a great month to be looking at cruises, and also Houston has Galveston, but they're now, Princess is now going out of Houston City. They actually have a port there too, which saves you about, you know, it keeps you about an hour down travel time from the airports, but we're seeing Princess actually offer balcony cabins for 7 nights. They'll take you to destinations in the Western Caribbean. We usually don't see like Roatan and Belize, and a balcony cabin starts at only $6.99, and that's a pretty good little price for a 7-night cruise. I also like the ones out of the Caribbean, like San Juan, where you get down there, and with some of the lower fares that we see in this October and November into San Juan, it gets you to 80-degree weather real fast, and you usually get 5 or 6 cities as you go. This is a good time to be looking for good cruise prices. I think Christmas and New Year's will be very, very high, and then come January and February, you'll be able to get some sun and fun.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing, though, the stories that are developed out of people not having the right story? Tom Parsons, check out the deals at bestfares.com. You can find him on the website, as a matter of fact, the contributors box at dougstefan.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.